Good morning, Angela here with Springs of Zion podcast, where I love to talk about God. God's raising an army of believers who seek his springs in Zion. God's springs or waters of revelation are important to us to empower our walk with him. The Lord is calling his people to become one heart and one mind in righteousness. My hope today is to encourage you to pursue God like never before. It's imminent. The times are real. God needs to hear from us. He needs our prayers. He needs our eyes, ears, and hearts towards his people. Okay, so let's pray. Father God, please cover this podcast message today with your heavenly protection to open ears, eyes, and hearts as I share your word, and that your spirit leads this time, allowing each one listening to respond for your sake. We ask this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So the word today is entitled, Gone from My Sight. I believe there's multiple parts to this, but we'll see how the Lord leads. It has changed multiple times, and so I'm just going to go with how the Holy Spirit leads. So today, many people in the church think God is silent most of the time, or perhaps he speaks occasionally. That's the general belief of believers. But more often than not, they feel that he's left them, that they're alone to navigate without him in their trials and their tribulations. They question, does anyone really know what's going on? These are the cries of God's believers, searching in the dark, looking for greater hope. God is calling us to be that greater hope for the people in our world. It's important as believers to recognize the time and seasons we're living. This week, while preparing this post, the Spirit of the Lord said two milestones are coming. So, times and seasons are definitely milestones, right? There's milestones in time and in seasons. So, if we look with our eyes, the world's agenda, the time of the world is on repeat. I mean, first we have these intentional wildfires here where I live being set by people who are being paid by the enemy. And many of them been caught, but like tens of thousands of forest have been destroyed in North Idaho. And I think in Eastern Washington, the border's really close. I mean, the timber. And then we're now being threatened to bring face masks back. And in the fall, I was shown the can of pineapple. Pineapple to me is how we fight this uncertain viruses. It means nutrition. So my husband this morning did say, though, that in the Epic News or Epoch, I don't know how you say that. I'm so pleased that you guys can follow me with my phonic challenges. But they're saying it's this uncertain virus that's coming will only attack the vaccinated. We don't know. We need to seek the Lord. It's sometimes difficult, though, to separate these two words, time and season. They're kind of interchangeable at times. So over the last few days, probably a couple weeks, at first I heard the word Issachar, and I didn't know what it meant. And then I heard it again when I was reading. I actually saw the word, which is Issachar, kind of was highlighted as I was reading First Chronicles. And then Tim Sheets, I don't know if you're following him. He is praying for our nation. Him and his brother Dutch are praying for our nation. I want you to encourage you to go out and listen to Tim and Dutch Sheets. Dutch does a 15-minute video on Facebook, and Tim is, can't even make this up, he has the Oasis of Zion Church, and I have the Springs of Zion. So, of course, the Holy Spirit would lead me. Probably AI brought it up in my YouTube. Anyway, he's basically saying the same thing. He's saying God is raising the men of Ishtar. Men of Ishtar understood the times and knew what Israel should do. 1 Chronicles 12:32. Like us, these men were in a habit of seeking the Lord to recognize the times and seasons they were living. They were noted for their strength and their courage. But because of where they lived in the land of plenty, with rich agricultural land, they tend to be lazy, maybe even complacent. Does this sound familiar to us? The land allowed the tribe to live very well, without much effort. So complacency kind of was easy to do. I mean, we know the region they lived in is Galilee by Jesus, and Galilee is where Jesus performed all those miracles. Because they sought the Lord, these men of Ishtar or Issachar, they became a prophetic tribe for Israel. They were able to bring insight into the lives of the children of Israel. They guided Israel through battles, helping them to move into their future purpose and potential. Some of the tribe's ambition could muster up others within their tribe. This tribe that was lazy and preferred the easy route, they bowed down to their slaves, the Canaanites, and they didn't get their inheritance. So I believe this symbolizes for us, when we do not muster up the courage to overcome our battles, we lose our inheritance. Our inheritance is found in the Garden of Eden, the ability to walk with God, to hear from God while on earth. That's not to say it's not our salvation inheritance. This is just part of the kingdom of God. The Canaanites, they led the government back then. They were in charge of everything. So today we look at them as the demonic force or darkness in our world. They are in the schools, the cities, entertainment, news, government. We have to really be discerning the information that were given. And so did the tribe of Issachar. They had to fight these foes, and they had to muster up to battle for them. In 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32, of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know that Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all of their brethren were all at their command. There weren't that many of them. The men became popular of this tribe because of their... Sorry, that's my oven. Hang on. It's a cool day in Idaho, and I'm baking some cookies. I haven't had any in a while, and my family really loves my homemade cookies. So what was I saying? Oh, these men, this tribe, they rejected what society was spooning out. And so they sought the Lord. It was easier if they weren't paying attention to the agenda within their society. They could hear from God. So how many of us are looking for news all the time? We need to stop. We need to stop feeding the darkness. We need to start looking at the light. And that's what this whole podcast is about, is sitting in the presence of God. He will instruct us. I mean, he's delighted. And I was actually delighted to find that there was a tribe that was prophetic. That's not saying that we're prophets. It's saying that we're prophetically hearing from God. And we won't be under the peer pressure of earth. They were moral and sound, and they sought God. Their prophetic ministry was for a practical tool. It brought understanding and direction in this every season. The prophetic reveals the heart of God. He understands our situations and wants to give us a plan to walk out his purposes. I believe it's critical in our journey to know the season we're living. If we don't understand the season, we will miss what we're supposed to do. We will fail to navigate, and we must be awakened to this. The other important factor is know the seasons. Mark 1, verse 15. At last, the fulfillment of the age has come. It's time for God's kingdom to be experienced in his fullness. Turn your lives back to God and put your trust in the hope-filled gospel. It's time to awake out of sleep. For now, our salvation is nearer than when we first believed, Romans 13, 11. So you see, there's an appointed season for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, there's an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. If we're paying attention, both of these verses apply to us today. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, the Spirit of the Lord told us we are to bear the burdens of His little ones. And now He's saying we need to rise up like the tribe of Issachar. This ministry is twofold. I believe the two milestones are the two ministries. The Amos type ministry, which I talk about in my podcast, Garments of Grace, part 1 and part 2. And then I should have said Alarm Almighty Warriors is part 3. But I'll put the links in my blog, springsofzion.blogspot.com, so you can give it a listen or just scroll back in your stream. The Amos type ministry, bear burdens of God and the complaints against the nation. We know what our complaints of our nations are right now. The people in control are greedy, and they want the earth, all the real estate. We are in a time of major spiritual upheavals and shifts affecting our natural life. This displeasure of God with unrighteousness and rebellious people calls for more Amos-type believers to step up and intercede. Incidentally, the name Amos means burden bearer. Prophets are to boldly prepare the church. And prophets, I use that loosely. Unless God tells you you're a prophet, we're just walking in the prophetic. We're talking to God. We're walking in the Spirit. We're prepare the church to march onward to the real world as we are commissioned to do. We no longer need a professional person to speak a word over our life. God is saying, come to me. I will give you your appointment. We just need a prophetic intercession revolution. You, me, every brother and sister needs to say, I prophetically hear from God and I will intercede for our nations. I was given a vision of a ship, gosh, I want to say in 2009, and the Lord, Spirit of the Lord just recently reminded me of this ship. My sister was praying and she's super prophetic, and I was praying with her, but she was praying in the Spirit, and I was given a vision. We did this for a decade, her and I, and there was a giant ship on the ocean, and this ship was headed to shore. And when I saw the ship's shore, it was full of garbage, like really disgusting amount of garbage. And I could, as my sister was praying, I could see the ship trying to turn. It was very slow, super slow. And I believe that's what God is trying to tell us to do by our prayers, our burden. And you'll get a witness for anything that I'm saying that God is asking you to do. He wants us to pray our nation to turn back to God. Turn the ship. The Issachar tribe will have the role of prophets in this season. These people, believers, are conditioned. They have the spiritual ears of the church to discern God's truth for it. The Amos ministry shall bear humility and encourage those who feel unqualified to hear the Lord. So there's a twofold ministry that's being released in this God shift. There's so much going to happen, you guys, in the fall. Amos testified, I'm no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of a sycamore fruit. Then the Lord spoke to me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said, go, prophesy to my people Israel. You can read the book of Amos. I have asked many of you who've been following to read Amos. It's not a very long book. And if you can't read it in your King James, read the Message Bible. It's in a language, or, I mean, I don't know if you have the Bible Hub app. It has all the versions. You can actually compare what King James is saying versus another version, the Holman. I love the Holman Bible. Amos chapter 7, 14 and 15. Those are our verses for how we're going to walk out this prophet position. To know the times and seasons we're living is so important, and God is asking us to pray. to fast, to give up our selfish prayers and desires, so that those who are entering the sheep gate can be encouraged. We must turn the ship of the church. Then, as I'm getting this word, the Lord had me listen to this gal, Shelley. She had a vision of a ship, and Jesus entered her, I think she was in a dorm room, and she shared this in a sermon. I'll put that link as well. She is really emotional, the first 20 minutes. The last 20 minutes of the sermon, I don't know if you need to listen to it, because it's very fleshy. But it was 13 years ago. I'll share both of those. God is saying, pray to turn the ship. Pray to turn believers back to God. For instance, the leading of this is so important. It's important for us to step up and be part of this tribe of Ishtar. David was in Ziklag, an elite group of warriors from all the tribes of Israel had gathered around him in Ziklag. Unlike the ragtag group of people David usually hung out with in the past, this group was highly trained and equipped for battle. Sound like us, huh? God is equipping us for battle. Each tribe within this group had a specific gift that would help David in establishing the kingdom of Israel. Each one of you have a specific gift. And right now, as I said that, you got a vision in your head. Write it down. The sons of Ishtar were part of this especially trained task force who came to join David and his mighty men. The sons of Ishtar with their unique gifting were able to prophetically understand the times they were living. They were given a godly insight into the supernatural, revealing the heart of the Father and the ploy of the enemy. We need this, you guys. We need to pray into this. God, give us the prophetic unique gifts of the tribe of Ishtar in the name of Jesus. This insight enabled them to guide Israel into battle and give them strategic ways God directed them to move forward in victory. 1 Chronicles 12:23-40. When we look at the life of King David, we see that he always surrounded himself with prophets. God desired to speak, and David desired to be led by him. After David was anointed to replace King Saul by the prophet Samuel, David went through many seasons. He was the golden child in the palace leading worship before King Saul and then driving out all the evil spirits. Then he was also the boy who slayed the giant Goliath, right? David was the captain of the army of Israel who the people loved and they sang about. David wrote the Psalms. Unfortunately, David was also the man whose life was rejected, and he was pursued by a jealous king and his army. David was disdained by his wife due to his outrageous worship by the people. I believe these trials refined David. That's what made him so great. We have to understand that's why our trials, they make us better. We need to celebrate them. Celebration in our trials gives us joy. David was left to create an army of champions out of a bunch of fearful men who were distressed, depressed, and in debt. Wow. Is that the army God is raising today? However, all was going to change for David and Hebron. This was the place where the people of Judah recognized the anointing on David's life. This is the season in which we're entering. The prophetic word from Samuel began to become a reality for David as the people appointed him king of Judah. Samuel spoke that out. So if any of you have had a prophetic word in your past, God is saying, and I'm not making this up, you guys. This is me in my secret place of prayer seeking the Lord. These are not my words. This is not my flesh. This is God saying, if you had a prophetic word spoken of you, in your past, you are stepping into that appointment in this season. It is required. Whew, I feel this so heavenly. It is required by God. It was at this time the elite forces, which included the sons of Ishtar, came to assist David as king. 1 Chronicles 12, 2 Samuel chapter 2, 1 through 4. When we read the prophetic word that Jacob spoke over his sons, who would become the tribe of Israel, the 12 tribes, we will see even greater revelation of who the sons of Ishtar were to become. Ishtar is a strong donkey. Laying down between two burdens, or sheepfolds, he saw the rest was good, and that the land was pleasant. He bowed his shoulder to bear a burden and became a band of slaves, or servants. Genesis 49, 14 through 15. Ishtar is spoken as being a strong donkey, which speaks of its prophetic mantle. As we know, God spoke his prophetic word to Balaam through a donkey. Remember that? I shared that. God will use those who are like a donkey in nature, humble servants who carry the burdens of others on their back, so that they can be moved into their destiny in the coming season. The sons of Ishtar were a prophetic voice which came to David when he was anointed as king of Judah. And this king anointing is an important factor. The sons of Ishtar were a prophetic voice which came to David when he was anointed king. You and I are king and priests through Jesus as our sacrifice. Jesus is in us by spirit. You guys, the time is now. Israel was divided during this time. We're a divided nation. The sons of Ishtar were able to symbolize as a donkey who would lie down between these two sheepfolds, these two divided nations. It could be said that this time the children of Israel were two sheepfolds. The sons of Ishtar, who had an understanding of the heart of God, were sent to help David unify Israel. This is the task. This is the appointment. They were sent to bring rest and peace, as they saw, to Israel. Although it would be another 7.5 years before the kingdom was united, David was made king of Israel in Jerusalem. I heard the Spirit of the Lord calling us to be like the sons of Ishtar, to have an understanding of what the Father is doing in our nations, bear the burdens of our nations, and be ready to act in the coming season. When one is guided by God, their thinking is like God, by having his heart and given the wisdom and understanding of God. These characteristics made the tribe of Ishtar the wisest men of their time, because they sought godly wisdom and instructions. They gained supernatural intelligence to deal wisely and righteously for the outcome that God supported, God's plan. And that's what God is asking us to do here, for those of you who are listening. He wants to raise this army to have a mind and heart of Christ, while carrying the Amos-type awareness to bear the burdens that he places within us to pray. If you were listening to last week's episode, God's Grip, this army God is raising, it now has a name, Tribe of Ishtar, Army of Ishtar. These servants of God will have the mind, the will, and the emotions of God to speak and act on his behalf. And as I'm concluding this message, I am thinking about the Evans-Robert revival. The one on the beach. When I looked back and all these people were coming up onto the beach, and they were to sign in and they were going to get a signet ring. Could this be the tribe of Ishtar? To prepare for the coming harvest? I want you to pray about it in your time, in your prayer place. But today I want to ask Father. Father God, thank you for the authority given to you by the sacrifice of your Son Jesus to walk on earth and take dominion. We know our prayers have authority, and when we speak them into the atmosphere, we take the atmosphere from the darkness. Please give us and provide us with wisdom and understanding of the times we're living. Give each and every single person who's listening a reminder of the appointment or the prophetic word that was spoken over them, so that they can step up and take their armor and battle. Let us be your hands and feet and your voice for this day that we're living, to turn the ship of believers back to you, so that we can work and walk in authority and be equipped to act and speak your plans for our nations. In Jesus' name I pray. So you guys, this is exciting. We're now an army together. And some of you will be in the Amos ministry and some of you will be battling. Pray about it. I would love to hear what your assignment is or how God is using this podcast in your life. You can email me at AylaBlue@yahoo.com. Ayla was my dog, my best pup. And I'd love to hear from you. There's going to be at least one more part to this episode. But soak in this, will you? And I just praise God for this revelation. Take care. Bye-bye.